One of Bloomington's most iconic stores will be closing next month. Hobby Land has been a Main Street mainstay for 63 years, most recently on the north end of downtown Bloomington. For local hobbyists, it's been the go-to store for model trains, RC cars, and model rockets. GLT's Ryan Denham visited the store and its owner as the end of the line draws near.
That's the sound of the most famous red door in Bloomington Normal. The fun store with the red door has been Hobbyland's slogan for years. Hobbyland owner Jerry Martin didn't come up with the catchphrase, but he certainly popularized it with local radio ads and other promotion since he took over in 2005, the last time Hobbyland needed to be saved. That red door will close for the last time October 28th, when Martin shuts down the store and retires. Martin says he tried for months to find a buyer, a Jerry Martin for the next decade or two, but no one stepped up like he did 12 years ago.
We've had things on Facebook, and I've had it, emailed out there to customers. Some of my regular customers, it's kind of a word-of-mouth kind of thing. So, they spread it around, but we just haven't had anybody that's had any interest in it at all.
So tell me about the circumstances back in 2005 when you eventually rescued this place.
Okay, in 2005, this place was basically a disaster. It was more of a junk store than it was a hobby store. By that time, the third owner had gotten a hold of it, and the guy didn't really care about his customers. In fact, to this day, I still can't figure out what he was doing in here, because he didn't have you as a customer, interest in you as a customer. And he was just kind of letting it go. So he only had it for about 2.5 years. And then it was just basically going out of business when I bought it in 05. And I really feel if I wouldn't have stepped in and rescued the store, by early 2006, it would have been gone.
What are some things that you tried to do to inject some new life into the place and keep it going?
Basically tried to clean up all the old inventory. There was inventory in here from probably 20 years ago at that point in time. So we marked everything down at half price and tried to get it out, and then just basically started from front to back on the store and cleaned it up, painted it, put new flooring in. And we've done improvements to the building over the last 12 years that have really enhanced the attractiveness of the building and the business.
Has Hobbyland been in this physical location since 1954?
No, it started down the street at 1110, where the old Walgreens used to be. There's that Family Dollar tree down there now. That's where it started, and then it moved to this location in 1969.
Are you the one that came up with the fun store with the red door?
Actually, it was the original owner, Merle Murray, but he never really marketed. He had a static sign on the building. And the letters and the words were so small, it was really, really hard to read. And so when I took over in 05, I wanted to market the store with that slogan, Fun Store with a Red Door. So I made that part of my naming of the store. And so everything that we do, business cards, brochures, everything has Fun Store with a Red Door on it. So that's how people recognize the store now.
People have a pretty emotional connection to this store. I just know from talking to our newsroom the other day when I mentioned we'd be doing a story about this, and I said you had announced your closing, there was a lot of, when I did that. I wonder if you can just talk about your customer base and how they think of this store and their connection to it.
I have a lot of good, loyal customers that come in here, both electric train customers as well as RC customers. And so, they're very saddened by it because, it's hard to find any, hobby store, let alone a full-line hobby store, where you can just walk in and pick up the part you're looking for and put it in your hands and look at it. And that's what most people like about the store, especially our paint department. And we have a tremendous amount of hobby paints that you just can't find anywhere else. And people love that because they just can come in, like I said, and just whatever they want, they just come in, pick it up, and out the door they go. So that's where we're really going to see people saddened by the store leaving, is the fact that they just can't come in here and just buy that one little item. They're going to have to buy it online.
For folks who haven't been in the store recently, what is your bread and butter these days? Is it on the train side, RC side? What is kind of your sweet spot?
Well, the trains are basically seasonal. That season really doesn't start until late October. So that train season runs from like late October through April. And then once the weather gets nice after the winter season, people don't want to stay in their house anymore and down the basement operate trains. They want to get outside. So the other side of the store is our RC. So we do helicopters, quadcopters, RC cars, boats, kites, rocketry. So it's kind of a split between the two, depending on what season is. But there are some things in here that sell all year round, like rocketry. That will sell 12 months out of the year. Plastic model kits, that will sell 12 months out of the year. But other things are kind of seasonal, like the trains.
Well, I wonder if you could talk at all about what the internet has done to a hobby store like this over the last several years.
Huge challenge, and it's really hurt small mom and pop hobby stores, especially because people just they'll go online and find something that's maybe just a dollar or two cheaper, and they get free shipping, and that's kind of their makes their decision up for them right away. And that's just been a killer to small mom-and-pop stores, especially the hobby industry.
How have you stayed open this long?
Just, again, loyal customers. And we've lost a lot of loyal customers. And that's another thing that's figured into this whole thing. When you figure, you know, a lot of my customers, older customers, have passed away. We have some customers that have moved away completely out of Illinois for obvious reasons. And we have other customers that have changed hobbies or gotten out of the hobby completely. And then the closing of the Mitsubishi plant was huge loss for me in here, because we had several customers that did trains and then other customers did RC. So I had a nice group of Mitsubishi employees that came in here and, you know, they had the money to spend. So that whole thing, if you put that in the whole equation and then throw in the internet sales on top of it, it makes it very challenging.
Well, you mentioned that some of your loyal customers had passed away over the years. They're older customers. What have you observed about, you know, kids these days? Do you think that they're still into trains and RCs like kids were maybe 30, 40 years ago?
No, I don't believe they are, but I think, you know, parents have brought their young kids in here, I think, just trying to introduce them to it, just to see their reaction, to see what they think about it. But it really is hard now for younger kids because they're on their phone all the time, you know? And, I mean, they're just not interested in coming in and buying a plastic model kit where, you know, you put the model together and, I mean, you read directions, follow instructions, and you build something and you can say, hey, I did that. There's just not that much interest in it like it used to be.
If I can ask you, Jerry, what are you going to miss most about running this store?
Oh, I just think the customers that come in here, I mean, we've really developed a real good close relationship with a lot of people. And, you know, I'm going to miss those people. You know, it's a good conversation. And, you know, we talk a lot about different things, you know, just the hobby in general, electric trains, RC cars. So that's what I'm going to miss the most, I think, is my customer base.
What's going to be next for you? You're going to be retired. What are your plans?
I'm going to retire and hopefully spend more time with my grandkids. They're down in Nashville. And so I really don't get to see them that much. And then I have other family responsibilities in Decatur I have to take care of. So I've got a lot on my plate.
Are you still? Do you have any feelers out there right now with any potential buyers? Or has it been any nibbles that are worth mentioning?
No, I haven't had anyone come in and expressed any type of interest at this point in time. But I own the building, so what I'm going to do is clean it out and then just try to lease the building, you know, since I own the property. And it is a nice building, and I've taken real good care of it, so I really feel confident that I can lease it.
GLT's Ryan Denham with Hobbyland owner Jerry Martin. The store first opened in 1954 as a toy store called Murray's Hobbyland. It's been a mainstay in the 600 block of North Main Street since 1969. Closing day at Hobbyland is October 28th. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.